Cosmos, I guess. Man, they tell us about UFOs, as we call them. And to me, it's, I mean, quite evident, especially in the light of the later revelations by Pentagon and others, that they exist and that they are what we call aliens. And then, of course, the UFO people, they talk about, you know, I guess speculate, or I don't know where they get the information from. They come from, you know, over there, stars far away, maybe millions of light years away. Oh, the Pleiades, or whatever they call them, they generally say. But and I'm reading someone writing here on a blog about astral travel, how you can travel millions and millions of kilometers away from your body and then return again. It's talking about this silver thread. It only breaks when you die, but otherwise. So there are people doing this astral travel. I read a book by one of those a long time ago and was pretty convinced it's genuine. And of course, what people today actually do or just imagine with drugs and whatever, it's another thing, but there are definitely those, at least that's what I believe, who do that, who can do that. And but then I thought, yes, we can go far, far, because we go out of this physical. Then how does distances in this physical space look like and appear from there, from the astral, so to speak, when we are outside of the physical body and our astral body? Well, since we can return to a specific place inside the physical, then we could as well, and this is what I read from the shamans and, you know, this Carlos Castaneda book and Oxenog, whatever that is worth, that these wizards and shamanic masters, they can go to other places. They can just, as it's, I don't know if it means that they can physically travel or move their physical body too, but at least as far as I believe, understand here, at least astral travel like that. Hello. Hello, hello. And then a little bird just came in and visited. And then gather information from there. I mean, the military even have research into that. What is it called? Remote viewing or something. So then if, as some say, these UFOs, these folks who travel with them, are able to shift out of this limited physical 3D space altogether, and then whoops, shift into it at another place, then well, that kind of makes sense, because they are first of all appearing to defy the what we call laws of nature, gravity, this and that. So, and then, well, there could be a connection then between different spots of regions of this space here. And living locations of people elsewhere, but I don't know, just interesting.